Several Palestinians have been killed in multiple Israeli airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip over the past 24 hours. In one of the attacks, at least seven members of Hamas military wing, the Qassam Brigades, were killed in an air raid east of the southern town of Rafah. A group of six Israeli settlers who have been arrested in connection with the murder of Palestinian teenager Muhammad Abu Khodair in East Jerusalem al-Quds have reportedly confessed to their crime. The brutal murder has sparked a wave of protests among the Palestinians across the occupied territories. Iraqi forces have set up a defensive wall in the town of Adain, northeast of the capital Baghdad, to repel possible attacks by Takfiri militants. Last week, ISIL insurgents seized the town in Diyala province after Iraqi security forces pulled out of it. The chief of the Iraqi Parliament Security Committee urges the government to shut down the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Iskandar Witwit has accused Washington of supporting ISIL terrorists by violating its security agreement with Iraq. Under the deal, the U.S. agreed to support Baghdad in case of any threat. At least 65 people, including civilians, have been killed in clashes between Ugandan tribal gunmen and government troops west of the country on the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's not clear what sparked the violence, but there has recently been anti-government military activity there. The Senegalese president has appointed Mohamed Dione as the country's new premier 2 days after dissolving the government. Dione replaces Aminata Touré, who was sacked on Sunday after her alliance for the Republic Party failed to win a seat in the June 29th local elections. In Bahrain, people have flocked to the capital city suburbs to hold a funeral for a protester killed by regime forces. Abdelaziz Al-Abbar was shot in the head during a protest rally. In February, authorities refused to issue a death certificate for him to protect those involved in the killing.